This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 7th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus and Boeing have both cautioned that incredible sales they've enjoyed in 2007 will likely slow to a normal pace next year. But the Aerospace Industries Association is predicting that sales by Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and others will continue to rise in 2008, but at a slower rate of increase. The association predicts the industry, including military sales, will grow by about 6% to more than $210 billion next year. Marion Blakey, who recently left the FAA to take over as president of the AIA, told AP that the U.S. airlines have delayed ordering new planes, resulting in a pent-up demand which will eventually turn into orders. Quote, "They have not stepped in to modernize their fleets the way the international carriers have," unquote. The Associated Press reports that as of November, Boeing had 1,047 commercial plane orders for 2007. That beats its previous all-time record set last year by 3 planes. In a move met with measured cheers throughout the aviation industry, on Wednesday, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Republican from Texas, was appointed as ranking member of the Senate Aviation Subcommittee. She'll replace outgoing Mississippi Senator Trent Lott, who announced last week he will resign at the end of this year. Hutchison has served as ranking member of the Space, Aeronautics, and Related Sciences Subcommittee. She also sponsored important aviation legislation, including the Aviation Security Improvement Act, which was signed by the President in 2000, and the Aviation and Transportation Security Act of 2001, which created the Transportation Security Administration. Hutchison was also vice chairman of the NTSB from 1976 to 78. American Airlines CEO Gerard Arpey said he was delighted with the news. Several general aviation groups also applauded Hutchison's appointment after Lott recently became a vocal opponent of GA interests. NASA now says the launch of the space shuttle Atlantis will take place no earlier than Saturday due to a stubborn glitch with a fuel cutoff sensor inside the shuttle's external fuel tank. That system is one of several that protect the shuttle's main engines by shutting them down if fuel runs unexpectedly low. Launch commit criteria require that 3 of the 4 sensor systems function properly before liftoff. Space Shuttle program managers will hold a mission management team meeting Friday at 2 p.m. to discuss the issue and determine the steps necessary to start a new launch countdown. For the moment, there is no scheduled launch time for Atlantis, but if NASA can fix the sensor problem, launch will likely occur at about 3:43 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. NASA sometimes calls the shuttle the most complicated machine ever built. This would be the downside. The pilot and one passenger on board a Cessna 208 Caravan cargo plane died when the single-engine turboprop crashed on takeoff Wednesday morning from Rickenbacker International Airport in Ohio. The Logan Daily News reports the bodies of pilot James A. Babcock and passenger Michael Benton were found in the wreckage of the aircraft, which departed the airport about 7 a.m. local time. Crews located the plane south of the field on airport property after a 40-minute search. The aircraft came to rest inverted. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The GAO says the FAA is losing the battle against runway incursions. Bobby Sturgill clarifies use of the word criminal for AOPA. And airline CEOs look into their crystal balls for Reuters. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Dr. Bob Richards of Odyssey Moon, the first registered team in the $30 million Google Lunar X Prize competition. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.